Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
The Grammys have come and gone, and obviously at the Grammys there's always drama. Kanye apparently got bounced, but you know, figure the red carpet wahamba. Then there was other red carpet drama. I need you to listen to this. It's Babyface getting interviewed by Associated AP. Press.
Yeah,
by two girls, very young girls. Listen to this and what happened.
And Rock as well.
Yes, I think it's interesting.
Chapel.
You guys want to do that? Go do that.
Now, those were two reporters of Associated Press. Bamisa o Babyface. They ask him a question. Ne? Their names, Leslie Ambrose, Christopher Ree. Very young girls. Foria. And then, jiggy, magapendula, they see another artist who's a nominee for Best New Artist, Chappelle Roan. You know, very cool looking young artist. Now, there's a huge uproar, obviously. It's like you're stopping this legend. Not just a musical legend, but within being a musical executive, he's responsible for so many artists. We know LaFace, him and L.A. Reid combined made LaFace records and discovered so many people. He's given us so many hit records, classics, albums. He's a living legend.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just like that, they interrupted him, asked him a question, stopped him, and then decided to go on to the next person. And if you heard in the clip, he was like, oh.
He was very gracious.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Now, obviously, there's an uproar. Associated Press. A lot of people are saying the Associated in Associated is now silent. It's just A Press.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking, is this what we're seeing the world over? Do generally older artists get disrespected in favor of younger artists, especially if maybe there's a new flavor of the month?
Yeah.
And suddenly we overlook the older artists.
I think that's why a lot of people are not even taking the AP's response, or rather apology, to this situation. But at the same time, you know, I think it's a generational thing. As much as someone who is born in the 80s and later would have possibly understood the magnitude of that interview with a Babyface on the Grammys red carpet, a younger person, for them, it is about, I need to trend, I need to be with my crowd, I need to be, do you get what I mean? I think at that moment, they got caught up in the hype of everything. They saw someone who is their age mate, and that excited them more than the gravitas of talking to a Babyface.
Nah, I feel like the general problem is in hiring people. This thing called music journalism almost doesn't exist anymore, right? And be it, not on this radio station, you know, we play music from the old, the new. We'll play Kabza, we'll play Angelic, but we'll also still play old music from the 80s, 90s. We still play TKZ. I mean, come on, right? We still play Bomambush. The problem is in hiring these young influencer people who aren't versed. Dude, if you're going to be at the Grammys red carpet, you know very well you could see anyone from any era.
True.
And you need to have an inkling and an idea of who this is and how important they are.
But are you excited in the same way? The same way that when I'm driving with my 13-year-old in the car, he does not get excited in the same way by the same things that excite me. He might understand that a Babyface is a legend. Fine, he's given us artists and whatnot. But he would possibly be excited by someone who I don't even know, for instance. So the level of excitement and the level of interest is different. So it's an age group thing also at the end of the day.
Nah, Mfundo, you're a journalist and you're fairly young. If you're at the Sona, for example, and there's a Malema, Trailblazer, or any young politician, and then, for example, let's say an oldie is coming along, and that's who you spot first. Let's say a Rivonia trialist, for example, right? And you're talking to them, and suddenly this young and happening politician walks by. Oh, Ndlela, what's that from the MK spokesperson? You know, someone trending, someone young. Would you do that, or are you as equally excited to see this person from the past?
Different spaces, though.
I would be. Guys, okay. I was ready to agree with Mpo.
at the beginning about that for them it's a generational thing, we are a fickle society. But when you brought in the journalism element, then I was in agreement with you that even as a young journalist, it is important that you learn about either the veterans in the industry and understand their contribution and elevate them in instances like that where you have to engage them. So you would go, and as a journalist, you would still, even if you are a 2000 or whenever you were born, you're young, maybe you're in your 20s in the newsroom, but you need to know Albie Sachs. You need to know Zaki Yacoub. You need to know a number of veterans. Yes.
Yeah.
It's inexcusable. You will have to do this. So if you are born younger, what you'll do to ensure that you have the same information as me is to read. You'll be forced so that when you have to interact with that elderly or veteran, you are at their level. So it's inexcusable as a journalist. You've got to understand the contribution of certain people, even if you are now somebody who doesn't resonate with their music or whatever it may be.
Even though intanga zakho, you know, won't get as excited, but you as the journalist or the specialist, you are the one who's the music journalist at the red carpet.
But
you should be getting excited.
Does it not come back down to, are these journalists? Or are these just influencers who happened to be utilized on the red carpet because AP thought, oh, young people, it's the Grammys, let's put you on the red carpet.
That's the
are
price
they
pay.
Journalists?
That's the price they pay. And also at a human level, it's just rude.
It is rude.
Because now it seems like you stop Babyface because that's the only person you saw. Mm. And as soon as you saw someone who you deem more interesting, then you decide to discard Babyface just like that.
No, I agree. It was rude beyond anything.
Do let us know. What are your thoughts? Do you feel like that's the environment we live in these days where people have come before, you know, don't matter as much, not just only in the music industry? Now, take a listen at what Gayton said at the funeral, or memorial rather, of the late Doc Shebeleza.
Even this week, I got tired of the music of Doc Shebeleza and Winnie Komalo. Why can't you play people's music when they are alive? Do we first have to die for you to decide we are worthy to be? You are playing Getty the whole day. We are tired. It's January. You are playing. Now I'm asking myself, couldn't you do that? Artists don't hear themselves on the radio. What's that knowing an artist died in South Africa? When you can hear the same song three times. Or I'm so demanding child. Demanding dead. Demanding weg.
Yeah, and we do that. Hey, we will play your song. More song echo.
Mpo, you are right. They obviously want to trend and. But also, it happens everywhere. If there's someone new who's coming in any place, in any environment, if the attention will always gravitate towards the newer person. So it happens everywhere. It happens in corporate. It happens in music. It happens in life generally.
Morning, KFM. So I think it differs, right? Yes, I can imagine the disrespect Babyface felt. But here's the thing. Right now, it's about what's trending. What's going to get those social media pages trending? And a Babyface won't do that now. An interview with Babyface will not trend as opposed to a fresh and hip and happening artist now.
But then don't stop Babyface then.
No, but also it depends what you get out of that interview. You could get so many gems out of that interview that will trend. So it depends on the level of questions that you're going to ask.
But the lazy approach is to say, let's get the most hip and happening person.
Because you just want to trend.
They will trend themselves.
No, your level of questioning will determine how well that interview. You could actually find it's the best interview of the night.
That is true.
I agree with Saul. Ijob. So as young as you are, you need to do your research on, the other artists that's been there for many, many years, the legends and so forth. And you also need to be matured enough to say, I'm on the red carpet, I'm young, but this is Babyface. Let me give him that respect. Contain your excitement for other people. You are usemsebenzini. So that was very disrespectful, and I don't think there's any excuse for those young girls. Honestly, very unprofessional.
But the big question is, did they stop him or did the producer stop him? Because it still comes back to, one, are they journalists or just influencers? Two, do you understand the gravitas of what is happening? Or is it the producer who thought, it would be great to have Babyface, and the little girls just did not quite get it?
Actually, yeah, someone who's been a journalist at the BET blue carpet.
Yeah.
It's the producer generally who would say that. But also the producer says, hey, I'm seeing Akon, or hey, I'm seeing Ubani Loya in interview from God Did. Sunday. Is it Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that guy, you know? And I'm like, who's this? I go Sunday quickly. Oh, great stuff. Then I know how important this person is. For the mere fact that we have stopped him, we need to give him his time and respect his time.
Exactly.
Poor, I disagree with that. I believe that 2K or no 2K, mannerisms are very important, regardless of who you're interviewing, whether it's a legend or a newcomer. You need to be able to contain your excitement and not do the wrong things. So how they reacted and went on is not on. I mean, how, if it was you and if you were in the same shoes, how would you be feeling right now? A person is speaking to you and all of a sudden somebody else passes by and they're now given attention. You are just stuck there, just looking at space. Come on, guys.
But that's why we said from a human perspective, it was rude.
That's why they need to hire people based on experience and dedication, not their baby face.
You know, one thing I've realized is that Prince KB and Sod, no? You guys don't like influencers. Influencers tend into, you know, industry players, DJ, whatever. You guys don't like that. And it's okay to not like it. But as you said, you know, Sod, they had two young journalists. You know, two young journalists. If today someone was doing a show somewhere in Joburg, and then, you know, Yvonne Chaka Chaka was there, and then they stopped her, and then boom, Focalistic rocks up. My man, you think Gabachi doesn't care about Yvonne Chaka Chaka more than Focalistic? Come on, let's not do that.
Maru Miseleni Uyivon to begin with. And listen, I don't have a problem with influencers. I have a problem with the hiring of influencers outside of their role of expertise. And then they even show us that they're not even immersing themselves in this new position that they've been put in. We've seen influencers host sports shows. And then the analysis is off. You can tell Utulemuntu didn't even do the basic of the research they were given, because they thought being an influencer will carry me through this job, which is an entire craft that other people out there have maybe studied for or are immersed in it.
I agree with you completely.
It all boils down to etiquette. And what kind of hire ama influencer or ama journalist, you've lost the plot. These kids have got no manners. Regardless of who it was, then moves on to the next person. You're not there as a fan, you're there as a journalist. Hold back the excitement, do the job of a journalist, not the job of a fan.
I think Mfundo puts it very well. They were supposed to know who Babyface actually is, and the weight that he holds in the music industry. I mean, Babyface just released a YouTube music I think cover with David White, right? And these are big R&B artists. If anything, that is supposed to be in your radar for you to know how much it would have brought AP traction, because also these young people don't read. So the people that actually read are people that are slightly older that are interested in the music. So yeah, that was rude, uncalled for, could have been better.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.